课堂听 class.com。
Now listen to part of a lecture in a botany class.
Because a fungus can survive for years in the soil, the best way to control such a disease is to remove and destroy the infected plants, as well as 6 centimeters of soil around them. Avoid spreading disease by washing off your tools and your shoes when you go from an infected area to a healthy part of your garden. At the end of the gardening season, do a complete cleanup. You can also keep disease away by rotating crops. Crop rotation can be effective in preventing soil-borne disease, especially when the disease is caused by a fungus that likes specific plants. For example, the fungus that causes southern blight is attracted to tomatoes. Once this fungus is present, it will thrive in the soil from year to year, attacking the tomato plants. With crop rotation, you don't grow the same plant in the same place for at least 3 consecutive years. So, for example, if you grow tomatoes 1 year, the next year you shouldn't plant tomatoes in the same place. By planting something else the 2nd and 3rd years, any tomato-loving fungus that survived the winter wouldn't have any tomato plants to feed on. With 3 years between planting tomatoes, the fungus will die off from lack of a host plant.
Explain ways that a gardener can control plant disease caused by a fungus, and explain why these methods work.